Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast on the 30th of April, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank. Coming up, Sabrina Halverson joins me on the news. We have stories, including a Pioneer agronomy update on whether to continue with seed treatments as temperatures warm up. And will farmers be unfairly targeted by an EPA rule? Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here, too. He's predicting a change in weather to sunshine and drying after a very rainy Monday. And it was a soybean rally yesterday. C.J. Miller has the farm market review that includes analysis from Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. It's all straight ahead on the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast.
Farm Credit Mid-America is a lender that has farmers' backs. With its patronage program, they give patronage-eligible customer owners a portion of their profits as cash. This year, Indiana patronage-eligible customer owners have gotten back more than $66 million. It's one more way Farm Credit Mid-America is showing up for farmers and strengthening rural communities. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. For more on patronage eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Planting downtime, a good time to check your work. And farmers unfairly targeted by EPA? This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank. If you are among those hit by rains that halted planting operations, use the downtime to walk fields and see if you're happy with your results so far. Pioneer Southeast Indiana agronomist Jason Geis recommends checking your planting depth, spacing, and closure before you resume planting.
We can cover a lot of acres in one day anymore. Because of that, we can also have issues on a lot of acres in one day, right? So it's not uncommon to get a call in the spring and find one row that's maybe stunted or not emerging as well. So maybe we broke a spring or something like that, or didn't have the right closing wheel pressure. Maybe one of our 2x2 row starter rows was worn or got bent, and we put fertilizer closer to the row and the fertilizer burned those roots. So just take the time to walk around the planter and make sure that you're getting good seed-soil contact. Make sure nothing looks out of the norm.
Geis is frequently asked if soybean seed treatments are still an important tool even as temperatures warm up. His answer is yes, stick with the treated seed.
There's a handful of those diseases that actually like warmer soils as well. So Phytophthora is one that likes warm, wet soils to infect the plant. And then Fusarium is another seedling disease that can infect in a wide range of soil conditions. And then, you know, if we're talking about nematodes, those can impact soybeans. The damage is typically worse when it's hot and dry. So just because it's getting later, things are emerging quicker, there's still certainly plenty of opportunity for our stands to get impacted by seedling diseases.
Pioneer's new insecticide seed treatment called Lumiderm is very good at treating seed corn maggot. That could be important this year, too. More with Pioneer's Jason Geis is in the Full Hat interview at our website. And get in touch with your Pioneer agronomist by visiting pioneer.com/findmyrep.
Keystone Cooperative is centered on delivering the farmer-owned cooperative of the future, starting today. We are owned and operated by more than 10,000 Hoosier farmers centered on the valued relationships that have built and grown the cooperative for 100 years. Keystone specializes in refined fuels, home heat, agronomy, grain, animal nutrition, and swine production. We strive to lead, serve, grow, and embrace our cooperative advantage. Keystone Cooperative, centered on you.
Ag leaders are expressing concern over EPA's final rule on PFAS, forever chemicals that could unintentionally be found in farm fields. Our Sabrina Halverson reports how farmers could be unfairly targeted by the rule.
The EPA released its final ruling on PFAS, labeling them as hazardous materials under the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Comprehension, and Liability Act, known as CERCLA.
The federal government is building this plane as they're flying it.
Courtney Briggs with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
So there are a lot of components that they just have not figured out yet. There's technology that still needs to come online. There are standards that need to be set, but a farmer would be forced at this point, if they had a contaminated farm field, they would potentially be held liable and have to pay for the cleanup and remediation of the farm field. Right now, when you go ask the federal government, well, how do you remediate a farm field? What exactly goes into that? What kind of techniques should be used in order to clean up a farm field? They don't have the answers to that yet.
She says that's why the American Farm Bureau Federation has been very vocal in saying that the CERCLA rule is not the place to start.
You can't go around assigning liability to people when you haven't even figured out a way of properly cleaning this up. Certainly, there are entities out there that should be held responsible because we do need to clean up a number of areas of the country from PFAS contamination. But the theme of the CERCLA rule has always been that the polluter pays. Well, if it's the polluter pay, then it should be the chemical companies that should be on the hook for cleanup and remediation and paying into the Superfund, and they should assume that liability.
She says AFBF is lobbying Congress to create the liability shield that would protect passive receivers like farmers and ranchers from any liability. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.
Pest management in the field is like playing cards. You play an insecticide card, a fungicide card, and a miticide card, and hope you beat your insect and disease opponents. Win the pest management game with Prevam from Rovinza Next, a 3-in-1 insecticide, fungicide, and miticide that's both fast-acting and decreases spray runoff. Prevam from Rovinza Next is your tank mix ace in the hole. To learn more about Prevam, call Eric McClaskey at 765-401-3038 or visit RovinzaNext-NA.com. Global presence, local know-how, Rovinza Next.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Cast. We are putting together a decent weather forecast for short term here today, as we are seeing clouds break up and sunshine will be a big deal. Temperatures are continuing to stay mild, so evaporation should kick up a couple of notches today. That's good. That'll get us started on drying. We see a system trying to pass by to our west tomorrow for the first day in May, but it does not bring moisture here, so I'm going to say we can continue to see good drying for your Wednesday, and Thursday looks dry as well. So that's three back-to-back-to-back dry days. Is that enough? I hope for some of you it is. I feel for most of you it probably will not be. We get into Friday and we have a frontal boundary complex that's on its way through. Showers and thunderstorms will come through Indiana anywhere from a tenth to 3/4 inch. Coverage 80% of the state at least. So good moisture coming as we hit Friday and Friday night. Saturday we are dry, or at least precipitation free. Clouds may give way to some sunshine. Sunday at this point also sunny and dry. But then we get into next week. We hit and miss moisture on Monday afternoon, Monday night, and Tuesday. Showers and storms can bring anywhere from 1/4 to 1.5 inches. Coverage will be 100%. We follow that up with another round of unsettled weather for Wednesday the 8th into Thursday the 9th. So we have a hit and miss moisture for a good chunk of next week. Doesn't hit everybody, but there's going to be enough moisture around that it causes problems and delays. So 3 days is the most I'm going to be able to give you back to back to back in the state generally on dryness. And then we're going to be dealing with on again, off again moisture the rest of our forecast window. That's not ideal, but it is what it is at this point. We're going to take another look at it tomorrow and see if anything's changing here. But it is definitely a moist forecast pattern as we flip from April into May. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
From the Farm Bill to foreign farmland ownership and international trade, ag policy is having a big impact on Indiana farming operations. The Hoosier Ag Today Indiana Ag Policy Podcast provides in-depth coverage on these and many other important and complex issues. Get the details behind the headlines with the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast, hosted by Eric Pfeiffer. You can find it at HoosierAgToday.com, the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Soybeans ended higher on news out of Argentina. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday Farm Market Review. I'm CJ Miller. With grain markets analysis, it's time to check in with Chuck Shelby. He's with Risk Management Commodities, and he and I spoke just before the end of trade on Monday. News out of South America that oilseed workers at one of Argentina's largest ports are planning to go on strike to protest against the government's proposed tax and labor reforms. And Chuck, that news on Monday seemed to give support to soybeans here in the U.S.
Soybeans were definitely the leader today, as well as the meal. So that news sparked a little bit of a rally. That's good for the beans, and looks like we're going to close in positive territory. So a little bit of follow through, and that's a good day in soybeans.
Corn and wheat both ending lower on Monday. Wheat down double digits Monday, Chuck.
Yeah, we saw the wheat market. It had a good run, and I think there was some profit taken. Certainly was down lower earlier in the day, but came off those lows. It seemed to impacted corn also when it went in sympathy down with the wheat market. But corn also out of the lows as we approach the end of the day.
Chatting with Chuck Shelby with Risk Management Commodities. And Chuck, I would imagine the two big things that are driving these grain markets are the weather forecast and the planting progress here across the U.S.
Absolutely. And today's planting progress is probably going to be close to normal. But I think really a week from today is going to be the one that's going to be potentially a market mover. A lot of farmers in the east here are pretty frustrated as they're further behind in the western counterparts. But coming into a wet week again, maybe some field work is done. But come Monday, a week from today, I think is probably going to set the tone for the market if we see more wet weather coming.
Chuck, as we look ahead to Tuesday's grain markets, we also have the first few days of May also coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as we begin a brand new month. Are there any other factors that you and your team will be considering and looking at very closely that could shape these grain markets as we start a brand new month?
Well, I think all eyes will be on the weather. How much, and we'll have another extended forecast. So right now, corn and soybeans seem to find some support. We're moving towards the upper end of the ranges again, but again, no ability to break out and make some new highs.
Chuck Shelby with Risk Management Commodities. A check of Monday's grain markets on the way next.
It's like fertilizer for your brain. Every weekday morning, the Hoosier Ag Today email newsletter arrives in your inbox with the latest farm news, markets, and weather information, the kind of stuff you're going to need that day. So make sure you're feeding your brain with this free, easy-to-read, and important input. Sign up for the Hoosier Ag Today email newsletter at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
Settlements from Monday, July corn 0.75 cents lower at 4.49 1/4, September 0.5 cents lower at 4.58 1/2, and December corn 4.72 3/4, 0.75 cents lower. July soybeans 4 3/4 cents higher at 11.82. August beans up 4.5 cents at 11.85 1/4. September 11.75 1/2, also 4.5 cents higher, but July wheat dropping 13 3/4 cents to 6.08 1/2. In the livestock markets, June live cattle $1.42 lower at 177.15, and June lean hogs end unchanged at 102.47. HoosierAgToday.com is the website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.